T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump was asked about, or at least during a conversation, about a study released, survey of Americans released last week by AAA, found that 71% of respondents are afraid of riding in a driverless car. And a couple of sources said that the president has been known to be animated, and he was making his point, saying, you know, when he's telling a story, he does the hand motions. He says, can you imagine you're sitting in the back seat and all of a sudden this car is zigzagging around the corner and you can't stop the blinking thing? I got to agree with the president on this, but maybe it's because I don't know what I don't know. But our guest does, Timothy Caron, professor in the Mendoza College of Business at the University of Notre Dame, specializing in the use of artificial intelligence by businesses, and author of Future Automation Changes to Lives, and in Business. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm well, sir, and thank you for the time. I guess the first thing is, when it comes to automated vehicles, and I mean, are we ever going to get to the point where you don't have to be in a front seat behind the wheel, or is it just for the most part it'll drive itself and you can just sit in the back seat and read a newspaper if you want?
Well, eventually we'll get there, right? We're not quite there yet with that level of automation where there doesn't even need to be a steering wheel or pedals or anything for a human to get in. But, you know, right now the cars that are out there, the ones that Waymo has and Phoenix, and Waymo is a subsidiary of Google, and Tesla and other cars, you know, the automation in those cars are actually, you know, drive better than most human beings. But it's, to your point, it's a perception and adoption problem. And not too surprisingly, just with any new technology like this, people are just very leery of it.
For those of us that don't quite understand it, you know, we hear about computers crashing, we hear about computer systems being hacked, etc. Is this kind of artificial intelligence threatened by that at all? Could any of that be done with any of this?
Sure. You know, a car like a Tesla or Waymo car, it's just it's actually a data center. It has several hundred computers on board. It has a immense amount of software code, and at various hacker conferences, you know, they'll put a Tesla or a autonomous car there for people to practice hacking into. And yeah, people can hack into cars few years ago pretty easily. Now these things are getting better and more secure, but certainly, you know, they're just computers, and we all know computers can be hacked into
in terms of, well, and fail too. Is that a component of this?
I'm sorry, say again.
Well, I was just saying we all know computers can fail too. If that's the case, then how would you be able to get in the back seat and trust that one of those many computers wouldn't fail and then you wind up going Lord knows where?
Sure. So, you know, the systems, the autonomous cars or self-driving cars, they have fail-safe systems in them when they encounter situations that they cannot determine what is in front of them. Then they'll take a kind of default action. So very quickly, a Google car a few years ago had to come to a complete stop on a street because it couldn't recognize what was in front of it. And what was in front of it was a woman in a wheelchair chasing a duck down the street with a broom.
Well, I've had a dime for every time that happened, Professor.
Right. And so these cars do understand default action and take safe action. And for the most part, that's what they'll do. But there will be instances where, you know, they can't the car will ascertain it's in a particular situation when it's not true, and then that's when you have accidents.
Our guest, Timothy Carone, professor in the Mendoza College of Business at the University of Notre Dame, specializing in the use of artificial intelligence by businesses, author of Future Automation: Changes to Lives and to Business. So, Professor, when it comes to, and I guess we'd almost be talking about artificial intelligence / computer error, as opposed to human intelligence and human error. As it stands now, is there one that is safer than the other? And eventually, does the future of artificial intelligence indicate that artificial intelligence and computer knowledge is going to far surpass the other one?
Sure. So first of all, realize artificial intelligence is just another kind of computer program. And that's all it is. It doesn't have any kind of human conscious or thinking kinds of capabilities. It's just a computer program. And right now, the general sense is that our autonomous cars that we have are safer than most humans to operate. And one of the reasons that is because when they do get into compromised situations, you know, humans tend to freeze. Whereas driverless cars will actually be taking action continually. So, I mean, we do have some evidence that they are not just safer, but have avoided some accidents and things. So, in general, having a computer run your car right now even is generally safer than human beings. I certainly would not have a problem being in a car fully run by a AI myself or my kids. And so from that perspective, I understand the president's trepidation.
You know, it's interesting about this. As you say that, I think about, well, what you're doing is you're factoring out emotion, because a computer doesn't have emotion. And it would seem to me it would make traffic move better, because you wouldn't have people darting in and out of each different lane trying to get a 1 or 2 foot advantage on the other car. It seems like it would eliminate road rage, because nobody would cut the other off. There are a lot of positive components to this, are there not?
Yes, exactly. And I think you did a great job in listing them. I think that in general, we get in these situations, you know, if we're able to have the cars themselves determine, you know, how fast to go, where to go, let each other in, merge properly and so on. You know, people in cars like that, we're going to be busy on our phones and tablets. You know, we're not going to be paying attention to what goes on outside of us. So I think you're absolutely right.
I think that's going on now, where people are busy on their tablets and their phones and not paying attention to what's going on. When it comes to artificial intelligence, and not just driving and not just smart vehicles, where could this go? What are the limits on this, or are there any limits when it comes to artificial intelligence and the things that computers will be able to do?
So that's a huge debate, you know, going on right now in the community I'm involved in and in the general tech, is, you know, how good can artificial intelligence programs get? Can they ever be as good as humans in terms of thinking and solving problems? Can they be better than us? You know, one thing about a computer is it does things a lot faster than the human brain. So if a computer can eventually think and do what a human can do in terms of solving problems, you know, taking in data, solving problems, but do it much faster than us, then, yeah, there could be definite situation where we could be under the control of machines and not be able to take back control. But I think that, you know, if you survey the people in my field and in the other tech fields, general feeling is we're a century away from having that kind of an existential problem.
Wait, say that part again about computers could or machines could take over.
Well, they could become more dominant in our society in terms of running companies or running factories, even making decisions at the government level. So right now, you know, our politicians always depend on humans for, you know, other humans for help in understanding problems and issues. I think in the very near future, you're going to see more politicians, especially amongst the younger cohort of politicians, will start to use feedback from artificial intelligence systems and become what's called more augmented, where you have a human actually working with a computer software system to make decisions. And so I think that kind of augmentation is certainly in our very near future and starting to occur now. But when it comes to significant decision making, as you get at a local, state, or federal government level.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.